Hi everybody, this is Scorpio Queen with Chit Chat with Scorpio. So on this episode, we're going to talk about how you can tell when you're being manipulated. So what is the definition of manipulation or manipulating someone? Manipulation is the exercise of harmful influence over others. People who manipulate others attack their mental and emotional sides to get what they want. Okay, so the reason why I'm doing this is because apparently there's just so many people that can't tell when they're being manipulated by someone. It can be their emotion, being manipulated by emotion, their emotions. It can be being manipulated, trying to get somebody to do something for you, and amongst other things, right? So let's talk about how people can manipulate your emotions. Okay, this is how they do it. Now I'm gonna give you an example. So let's say you have a relative, and that relative is very sick, and they are in need of a transplant or something like that, right? So the way that people would prey on other people's emotions is that they will constantly talk about how they need money for to help buy a car or something like that, right? But it's all in the tone and how they speak and in the way that they say it. People know how to make themselves cry to make them look very, to make people feel sorry for them, basically. They know how to cry. They know how to tell sob stories to make people feel some type of way, feel bad for them. Not some type of way, but to make people feel so bad for them that it will basically get them to do whatever it is that they're asking them to do, right? It's the same thing when somebody wants something, they will talk in a certain way to try to make you feel guilty or try to make you feel bad, and basically to the point to where you end up doing what they want. They know exactly what they're doing, so don't think that they don't. You have to pay close attention. A lot of times people miss it when they're being manipulated is because they allow their emotions to overcloud the truth, or to overcloud what exactly they're trying to do. And so because of that, they can't tell when they're being manipulated. I've seen this happen so many times, so many times. I've been seeing it happen for the past weeks now. So there's a situation, right? There's a woman. She has a son who is in need of a kidney transplant, right? It's a true story. And he really does need a kidney transplant, right? And so, now this is the thing though. This is how this woman has been basically preying on the people's emotions, right? So she has been on the internet begging people for money. Now, she started last year. She's on the internet begging people for money. She had a GoFundMe account, right? She knows how to make herself cry so that people would feel pity or feel sad and move them to do whatever it is she wants them to do, right? So she basically, she just used her son's sickness to raise money. Apparently, she's been using her son's sickness for a very long time. She tried to use her son's sickness when her car was being towed. Trying to move the tow people into allowing her to get her car out of towing. But apparently that didn't work. She tried to use her son's sickness, but apparently that didn't work. She had a GoFundMe account last year. She started it May 11th, and she was raising money for a car. She actually raised $4,740 total last year, right? She never used that money to buy a car at all. She didn't use that money to buy a car. Nobody knows what exactly she did with that money. Hence the reason why a lot of people feel like she's been scamming people out of their money, right? Fast forward to this year. I want to say a couple of weeks ago, she was raising money on an app called Big O. Big O is an app where it allows you to become a host. And you can use your talents to make money, right? She was on the app begging people for money again, using her son's sickness to beg for money. And she actually, I don't know how she did it, but she actually made the $3,000 that she was seeking. Right, somebody actually gave her loaned her $1,500, which she has to pay back. And I believe she got the rest from people on the app, as well as someone from the from an organization, right? But this time, she actually went and purchased a car. Now, there were some other people that wanted to help her. But because she was so rude and disrespectful and she dragged their names on the internet, they decided not to help her. And all the monies that they had made, it was sent back to the people that donated. Unfortunately, you know. And especially after finding out that she had already had the money. Especially last year, and she didn't even buy a car last year. You know, that's kind of suspect. But, and then the other thing too is that she wanted them to cut them a check during the time they were doing a fundraiser. And everybody knows when you do a fundraiser, you cannot just stop it just to cut a check. She wanted the money just so she could buy a car. But, yeah, don't. When you're doing a fundraiser, you can't just stop it and cut a check. You have to wait till the whole fundraiser's over and the money is counted for it. And then they can prepare the money at the check and then hand the check over. But she didn't even want to wait for that. She got so disrespectful till she got on the internet and she trashed them. Kept trashing them and kept trashing them. Harassing them and everything. Now she has made herself the way she's moving. She has moved. She is looking like she is a scammer to a lot of people. Now, again, this is only this because she used her son's sickness to gain money. Now, I understand she, you know, her son is sick. But one of the problems is when you're dealing with an organization that deals with organ transplants, one of the requirements is having a car already. She actually admitted to lying on her paperwork, saying that she had transportation when she never had transportation during the time that she filled out the paperwork. So she lied. And she was so dumb and admitting all this online, knowing that it was being recorded. I say all of this to say this. You cannot use, it doesn't matter what it is, you can't use your situation to to manipulate people to get them to do whatever it is you want them to do. Whether it's give you money, whatever it is, you just can't do that. That's not right and it's not fair. Everybody struggles. Everybody struggles. But you cannot manipulate people into doing what you want them to do. That's just not right. So, my thing is this. People need to stop being so emotional about things that's being told to them and actually listen to what's being said. Check out the tone of how it's being said. Check out their facial expressions. Check out how they fake cry. You can tell a person when they fake cry because one, tears don't come out their eyes. And two, when they stop crying so fast and talk in a normal voice, you know that you're being scammed or you're being manipulated. You got to look out for all of that. And this is the reason why, I guess, because I have been manipulated before. Quite a few times, actually. And now I can tell when somebody is trying to manipulate me. Either it could either be me or somebody trying to manipulate people, period. And I try to warn people to stay away. I try to tell people when they can't see that they're being manipulated. I try to tell people that they are, so that they don't fall prey to these type of people that love to manipulate people. So the moral of this is, be mindful of what people are saying. Do not let your emotions overcloud the truth of what's really going on. Do not ignore anything. Listen closely to what a person is saying. Check the tone out. Check how they're speaking. Check how they are using emotional tactics like crying and other other ways. Just pay close attention so you do not get caught being manipulated and doing things and then you find out that somebody scammed you. So be aware of people that come to you and want you to do something. Just be very aware. Learn how to put your emotions to the side. That's what you have to learn how to do. Put your emotions to the side. Don't get so emotional, or don't get emotionally attached to the situation. Okay? I hope this helps people. And I just want to say, be careful. Manipulation is running rampant. There's a lot of people out there manipulating people. It's a lot of trying to get what they want. It's a lot of people doing it. This is another thing. People use manipulation to even scam. You gotta be very, very careful. That's how a lot of people are being scammed. By manipulation. So be very, very careful and be mindful of what you're doing, of what you hear. Pay close attention. Anyway, thank you for listening and have a great day.